Following a series of advocacy by Radio Ghana, the contractor responsible for work to replace a dilapidated classroom block for pupils of the Dihia English and Arabic Basic School in the Central Region has finally returned to site after more than 5 years of abandoning the project. The good news is that it is not only the contractor who has demonstrated commitment to ensure that the pupils move into the new block within the shortest possible time, but there is also a considerable and diminished commitment from the assembly, parents, teachers and the community at large. They are all pushing for a more congenial atmosphere by way of infrastructure to facilitate teaching and learning and ensure that the children's right to education is fulfilled. Rebecca Ekpe has been following the story and now reports.
I'm right here at the Dihia English and Arabic School, which is about 15 minutes drive from Cape Coast. And it is pathetic that right here in the middle of the compound, I see that some of the pupils are seated right under the tree. Now, some of them are in the classroom. I understand this is primary two, correct? Can they speak English? Some of them can speak. And you are the teacher and your name is?
Augustine Fred Osei.
Why are the pupils under the tree? Because I see that some of the classrooms are empty.
The classrooms are too closer. And it's just a common partition, a dwarf partition, which divides two classrooms. So the other class, when the teacher is teaching, they create noise, which disturbs the other class. So the other class has to come out while the other teacher is using the other compartment. That's why we come under the trees.
So what happens, teacher, when there's rain?
When it is raining, then you have to send the children back to the classroom.
And which means there's no learning going on at that time. They're only playing, correct? Or what goes on then?
But then you have to engage the children in some exercise and then we direct them to copy from a chalkboard.
And how long has this been going on?
Since this school was established, somewhere in 1986, this thing has been, become a burden on the teachers who are posting to this place.
So as a result of that, some of the teachers leave, do they, or they, what happens?
As a result of that, I in particular, I'm not, happy with the situation. The only solution is to get new classrooms.
So we are here at Dihia English and Arabic School, right here in the middle of the compound, where the pupils' P2 class has been moved from the classroom because the classroom is there, but it's not conducive for teaching and learning.
This story was first broadcast by Radio Ghana in 2014 and it caught the attention of the authorities. The pupils obviously must be consoled now that the contractor is back on site after taking an unapproved leave for many years. Mr. Felix Aban, who abandoned the construction, said he traveled out of the country, claiming his manager failed to live up to expectation.
I was out of the country.
So there was nobody supervising the
work? There was, but there was some slight mismanagement.
Our concern is also with the leakage.
What happened is, you know, because the project was abandoned for some time.
Okay.
So when they came out, they have to bring out all the roof members. So that affected it. So all those corrections will be done.
So you are assuring us?
Oh, yeah. We can't leave it like that.
Because
it's
we spoke to the children, they are not very happy.
No, because we have not hand over those things. Without doing it, we can't hand over.
Interactions with the foreman gave positive indications that this time round the school block will be completed.
So we have the foreman on site. Foreman, how are you? I just say. Now roofing issue, no. Issue now. Turn. So we want to say leaky.
Maybe a little back.
The foreman is telling us that he has informed his contractor about the situation on the leakage on the roof. Hopefully, that issue should be addressed.
Andy Forson said initially his team was not remunerated, but payments have now been made.
He has done marvelously, very well.
The foreman.
The foreman, in fact, he has done since he came on site.
The headmaster, Dawood Okaija Okine, praised the foreman. He had some concerns, but was optimistic that the project will be completed on schedule.
All right, Mr. Dawood, you're saying there's a problem with
the
roofing.
As you can see,
what's the problem?
It's a newly constructed. And he has not even handed over. You just look up.
So obviously this is the
this
abandoned building supposed to address the problem here in this school, and there has been an already leakage in the building which is under construction. There's a lot of water in the classroom. So the question is, shoddy or no shoddy?
Shoddy
says Mr. Dawood, the headmaster.
Actually, the very first that he reported to site, I told him. And the comment that he himself had was, I don't do my roof like this. So I'll take it off and then replace it.
The Cape Coast Metropolitan Assembly is committed to ensuring that pupils of Dehia English and Arabic School are provided the requisite learning environment. Mr. Gilbert Nuritig is Chief Director at the Cape Coast Metropolitan Assembly.
I wish to assure you that all the structural defects identified would be remedied and the project completed on time so that the children can have the benefit to use the classroom. So it is our hope and expectation that the contractor will go by his word.
The community of Dehia's support to ensure their school block is finally completed is an understatement. I spoke with one of the leaders in the town, the Oman Pinging of Dehia. For the pupils, they have long waited for a classroom block very much deserved.
We want the government to change the rules for us.
What is your message as a pupil here at Dehia English and Arabic School?
Yes, madam. I want the government to help us to complete our new building. When you help us to complete, we will be fine and feel comfortable to learn in class.
To quote an international education funding organization, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. It is the dream of the pupils of Dehia English and Arabic School that finally they can move into a new and congenial classroom. They are provided with a conducive environment deserved so that their minds will not go to waste. From Dehia in the Central Region, Rebecca Ekpe.